is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're launching here into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those at freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and talk to Todd in Michigan, Todd, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian and Mark, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude, what's on your mind?
Hey, listen, I just wanted to comment on Mark's comment that he made to that retired Navy guy on Saturday's show.
Yeah, the
paid killers.
Paid killers in regards to the military.
And I have to side with Mark on this one. I'm all with you on this one, Mark. I think the problem here that I find with a lot of the these people who become highly offended is the reality that they don't like being brought out of their comfort zone, especially when the truth is regarding war, the welfare warfare state, and the entire military-industrial complex. And when you talk about the fact that the military is paid, I mean, these officers are paid to commit murder, you know, in another, on the other side of the globe.
Well, murder's a legal issue. I wouldn't have said murder simply because, you know, basically the state decides what murder is and what murder isn't.
So right, I don't agree with that. Murder is killing somebody. I mean, that's what murder is. It's a dictionary definition.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, that murder has a definition beyond what the law is, but the state enforces what murder is. The state essentially decides what murder is, and you wouldn't say that murder is killing someone if that person was attacking you. That's not murder, right?
Good point.
Well, here's the thing. I never really said that you said murder. Saying that the reality is, this is exactly what we're faced with when you have the military over there, even when allegedly it's giving us freedom. I mean, this whole idea that the military is, you know, having off to another part of the globe, supposedly liberating the people of some other country or whatever the excuse, you know, that our federal government's been giving.
Now, Todd, the contention, the contention has not been. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I can't understand. The contention has not been that what I said wasn't true. No one has argued that. What they're saying is that I said it in a manner that was not convincing. That people would have shut down. And I think to some extent it's got to be true. I'm just upset.
It shocked me.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to shock me.
And I think that I perhaps, you know, sometimes you can use shocking things to shock people into listening to you, but it's rare, and I think that this show is supposed to be more convincing than that. At least I'd like the idea that I'm more convincing than
our ideas
shocking.
Our ideas on their own are shocking to some people without lacing them up with incendiary language.
Well, here's the thing. I hate to say this, but these people need to get their butts out of their heads out of their butts. The fact of the matter is that sometimes people really do need to be offended, and even if it means, you know, snapping them out of back into reality and show them, yes, maybe we can find another way to convince them. But sometimes it's easier said than done to convince somebody that you're right.
I'm certain that somebody would have been offended anyway. I mean, just because, again, the positions that we take are offensive. They would consider our positions to be offensive. But you can offend somebody without necessarily slapping them in the face with something like what Mark did. I thought it was.
I probably could have, even if I wanted to. This would still be somewhat combative. But you know, I could have said when he asked, "Have you either of you gentlemen served in the military forces or whatever?" He said something to that effect. I could have said, before I answer that question, you know, often the idea is that the military has somehow, you know, been out there defending liberty. Would you make that kind of suggestion, Gilly, that the that in fact the military's been used any time in the last half of a century to actually protect your freedom? You know, yeah. And I could have attacked it in that manner.
Yeah, asking
that
questions would have been more tactful, and you could still, you know, offend as you wanted to. You still could have been, it still could have been controversial. It still could have been outrageous, but it wouldn't necessarily have been incendiary.
Or to say something to the effect that, you know, that, you know, I hear what you're saying about military service, but I find it, I'm kind of incensed at the idea that me working hard in the free market isn't in fact serving my fellow man when being in the military and prosecuting wars for politicians in Washington is.
Todd, yeah, any other thoughts like for us tonight?
Well, I thought I'd also let you guys know that there was a very interesting article on the web by Karen DeCoster on GM's economic downfall. You know, the company is actually going under, well, it's on the verge, it's teetering on bankruptcy, and it's a very excellent piece. I highly recommend it. It's going to be on Lou Rockwell tomorrow.
Okay, very good. We'll be on the lookout for it. And thank you, Todd, for the call. 800-259-9231. Do you think the government's going to bail them out and print out some money from the printing press and bail out GM?
I suppose it's possible.
1-800-259-9231. Speaking of LouRockwell.com, a great article there addressing the issue of the claims that the military protects your freedom. We may get to that here in a few moments. But first, J.C. is on the line in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, J.C.
Libertations, gentlemen.
Hello, sir. What's on your mind?
I have good news.
Yes?
Free Talk Live, although it's in fourth place on Podcast Alley, it's only 48 votes away from being number one.
Oh, so we're closing the gap.
We do have a tendency to do this.
But it's taken a week.
And I really wish that we were number one the whole way through.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't seem to
be able to. We used to be able to do that.
Yeah, it used to be that there was nothing to it. And you and I got lazy. As a consequence, our listeners got lazy, and unfortunately, JC's out there.
But I guess we're not the only show that's growing out there. Maybe some of those other shows that we're competing with are also growing.
The votes don't seem to be growing that much.
Really?
No.
So what is it? Just laziness? I mean, what is it?
Complacency.
Complacency.
Well, here's the reason.
We talk
everyone
about
needs
every
to
night.
Vote right now, and do it for the children. Don't you love the children?
That's right. It is for the children. I mean, if Free Talk Live becomes, you know, as Free Talk Live becomes more and more popular, inevitably more and more young people are going to come across this message. And what better time for them to absorb the pro-liberty message than when they're young? I mean, you absolutely do it for the children. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. JC, anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, this ongoing debate about how we should be towards the crackpots.
Yes.
You know, I have to say, I'm just going to quote one, I'm going to use Gardner's example. I am amazed at how he is able to get somebody who's obviously way off, right? And rather than tear him to pieces, he draws them in, he asks questions, and he makes them look like complete jerks. And I'm there cheering sometimes. He has made mincemeat out of people in such a nice way. And I know it's stressful having the magnifying glass on you two guys all the time. So I think you're doing a great job, so keep it up.
Thanks, JC, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the number here. Since we're talking about the military, here's a story from Roger Young. The title is The Military Lies from LouRockwell.com. Not exactly a bold, controversial statement, right? Even the most ardent supporter will agree that the military lies during its day-to-day mission of defending the country, in part to confuse the enemy. But the far greater deceit lies in justifying the reasons for this organization's mere existence. Military supporters certainly claim the organization protects my freedom. Does the military make identical, documented claims? Well, the Army sees itself as, quote, protecting America's freedoms at home and abroad, securing our homeland, and defending democracy worldwide. The Soldier's Creed for the Army and Army National Guard claims, I am a guardian of freedom and the American way of life. The Airman's Creed for the Air Force maintains themselves to be a guardian of freedom and justice. The creed of the United States Marines seems more about a love affair with their rifle than a claim of protecting anyone's freedom. However, one of their numerous...
That sounds marine-ish.
However,
I'll salute a telephone pole and I love my gun.
However,
nothing against Marines.
One of their numerous websites does explain the motto Semper Fidelis and how this phrase defines the honesty and dedication of the Marines for their work of protecting the USA. The Marines recruiting literature also mentions their search for men and women to join the organization who are ready to fight for their country and protect their people. So we'll continue to analyze these claims here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
So, Wayne, you're the author of So You Don't Want to Go to Church Anymore.
Auspicious title.
No? Yeah. Let me just ask you, is church attendance, for example, really necessary to have a relationship with God?
Well, Jesus didn't ask his followers to go build churches and seminaries and create a religion
what?
Called Christianity.
He didn't?
He asked his followers to go love each other. And I think the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ is that it invites us into his love and then invites that to share with other people. If you express that on a Sunday morning in a building, great. And if you don't, that's fine with me too.
So you're not saying that church attendance is a bad thing?
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it's incomplete if that's all it is. But I'm saying there's so many other ways to experience the life of God and the community of his people.
This whole thing centers around relationship and whether or not that's real.
And if that's real, you will have relationships with others that are life-giving, powerful, and transforming.
For more information on the New York Times best-selling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack. Number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, including the wiki. You can go and get interactive, create stuff, because it's like the listener editable version of our website. Over 1,700 pages that were created by listeners like you. I've never once created a single page on the wiki. It's all you guys.
I won't edit it either.
So go to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, a word to the wise is incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuit that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, incorporations, LLCs, wills, trademarks, living trust, living wills, powers of attorney, things that you need in case stuff goes wrong in your life. That way the government doesn't get a hold of your money. It doesn't go to a bunch of people that you don't want it to go to. It's LegalZoom.com. You can use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
We're in the middle of a story by Roger Young at LouRockwell.com called The Military Lies. And I think that some of his suggestions in here as far as, I guess, comebacks to the claim that, oh, the military is protecting your freedom. You know, this kind of cliche that the military people and the supporters of the military like to throw out there whenever it is we're challenging the military.
Right. And I don't say that people that are in the military are bad. Mm-hmm. I don't say that, you know, you are a fool for having gone to the military. However, I mean, I kind of wonder, but I would have signed up at one point, too. I really would have.
At one point in my life, I would have.
And so I can't judge too harshly in this area. Just don't expect me to kiss your feet because you did it.
Yeah.
Because you didn't go out and defend liberty. You got tricked in the same way I was tricked by the overall system to think that somehow the government could protect freedom.
And it makes sense, right? That if you've been tricked, you don't want to admit that you've been tricked. You want to think that what you did was somehow great. What you did was somehow better than what all those other people do. You know, people who repair cars for a living or work a sales floor at Walmart or some other job. You want to feel elevated above them. That's the suggestion that I kind of get from these military people is that they want to feel like they've done something above and beyond. They want to feel like their time in the military was well spent. They don't want to feel like it was a waste. They don't want to feel like they were actually following politicians' orders as opposed to really defending freedom as they were told that they were doing. So it's kind of a rationalization process, isn't it, in their head, basically?
It seems like it.
Well, here's what Roger has to say.
Justification is supposed to...
He goes through the list of the different military divisions, Air Force and Marines and all that, and finds that, indeed, in all of their creeds and their statements that define themselves, they are all referencing how they're guardians of freedom and justice and guardian of freedom and... Sailors in the Navy, for instance, says one of their the sailors' creed says, "Those who have gone before me to defend, we remember those who have gone before me to defend freedom and democracy around the world. And let's not forget the Coast Guard, whose stated mission includes protecting the public and boasts of its role in the homeland security apparatus." Now, although their defense claims are rather broad, I think it can be accurately stated that the military profess to protect my person and my freedom. But is this reality? Lie number one. The military protects your freedom, and we hear this more often than anything else from former and current military people, justifying what the military does. Imagine, says Roger, that I have a conversation concerning this assertion with a military or with a member of the military or a supporter. The militarist says, "The military protects your freedom from those who would take it." Well, I disagree. More and more of my freedoms are disappearing through actions initiated by the government that claims to represent me. And, of course, you can give numerous examples, including illegal assaults by state and federal law enforcement, denial of habeas corpus, spying on American citizens, being searched without warrant or probable cause at airports, etc. But they could retort back, "Well, I stay very well informed on such matters, and I agree. Many areas of the government have overstepped their constitutional authority and damaged or taken some of your freedoms. However, the military did not take those illegal actions. Other areas of the government did." Well, agreed, but earlier you claimed unequivocally that the military protects my freedom. You've agreed with
my... So there they stood by and didn't protect my freedom.
Right, they weren't doing their job, I guess. You've agreed with my assertion that my freedoms are quickly disappearing. Therefore, I can conclude that the military, despite their claims to the contrary, is, in point of fact, not protecting my freedom. The military may have the authority to counter other rogue elements of the government that threaten my freedom, but that fact is irrelevant. What is relevant is the fact that my freedom
may not have the authority? too.
Right, may not, may not. What is relevant?
That would be my. That would be if I were on the military side of this argument. That would be my next step. That's not the role of the military.
What is relevant is the fact that my freedom is not being protected, and you claim that the military is protecting my freedom. I'm not so much upset that the military can't, through legal restrictions, defend my freedom as I am that they claim that they do protect my freedom. When the military claims to protect my freedom, they do so without listing any qualifiers or exceptions. Therefore, the military and its supporters are promoting a lie.
Well, let me take the other side of this.
All right, go ahead.
The very existence. Like, for instance, if I stand in front of my driveway with a pistol in my hand and no one comes into my driveway, mm-hmm. I can claim that I've protected the driveway from people that would try to come in.
Yeah.
Because they would say, holy crap, there's a crazy man with a gun standing in that driveway. I'm not going in there.
Okay.
Now, you know, there may or may not be people that want to come in. I certainly can't prove that negative, but I can claim the positive that I've protected my driveway from intruders. So the military would claim that they are the guy standing at the driveway with the pistol, except for the crazy part.
but when the intruders actually show up and they go into your home, steal your television set, come out, and the guy's still standing there, then they haven't protected anything.
No, the claim on that side would be, look, I'm just standing at the driveway. I'm not standing in the house. There's another guy with a gun that's supposed to be protecting the house, and apparently he hasn't done his job. That guy would be Congress, the Supreme Court, the president, whatever branch you want to blame it on. These judges legislating from the bench or whatever the claim is. And my job is to stand at the driveway and keep people out of the driveway.
Okay, well, if that's your job, then you should make that clear instead of claiming you're protecting my freedom.
Well, I'm protecting your freedom from people that would come in the driveway. Isn't your freedom... Your freedom is not only in its whole...
You want to get more specific than that.
Your freedom isn't just in its whole. Your freedom is in its part. And I protect... the part of the freedom that I protect has been protected.
That's not what they're saying. They're saying they protect your freedom, period. Across the board, wide-cutting swath, that's what they're claiming, and it's quite clear that's not true. And that's what he's rebutting. I think he's rebutted it pretty effectively.
I disagree. I don't think so. I think that the military can claim that its existence has prevented a land invasion of the United States. I can argue against that. I mean, who's going to make the land invasion? I can use logic to go against that argument, but they can make the claim that, look, I've been standing in the driveway with my gun. Ain't nobody come in the driveway. You know, as crazy as it as my metaphor may seem.
I see what you're saying, but I don't think it has... in any way nullified this guy's counter argument.
Look, it's my job to stand in the driveway, protect the driveway. I've done that.
Don't tell
you people let the guy in the house. And it was your job while I was protecting the driveway to keep the house free.
If you failed. If you want to add qualifiers to the claim that I'm protecting your driveway's freedom, then that's one thing. But they say I'm protecting your freedom. And it's nonsense. And he's got a secondary lie that we'll address here in moments, which does have to do with the oath they swear, you know, to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Now that's... It mentions domestic.
It does. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenoir City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned, and he says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with four kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, "eFoodsDirect.com." I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now."
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy all those, including live streams. We've got a broadband version and dial-up version. Both are free for you at freetalklive.com. And a webcam. We don't mention the cam too often, but tonight's a good night to mention it because we've got a tremendous amount of viewers on there. Stickam.com is our webcam host, but you can just go to cam.freetalklive.com to pull it up. You can see and hear the show all at the same time. In fact, over 500 people are tuned in right now through Stick AM, which is very cool. And that's what they do. From time to time, they choose our show, and they put us on the front page of their website to feature us, which is great. And I like it when that happens. So welcome to all of our Stick AM viewers tonight.
Yep.
All right, 800-259-9231. By the way, this program brought to you by SACL CAI. If you've got a company or you know somebody who does that needs to try something new in the area of collections, put them in touch with our friends over at SACL CAI. They not only do collections, they also do early out billing and they purchase charged off receivables. Now, SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. So SACL CAI is available through their banner at our website at freetalklive.com. Look for it right there at the top of the page. That's SACL CAI. So we continue with this story from LouRockwell.com, and then we get back to your phone calls. It's called The Military Lies, Roger Young writing it, and he's rebutting some pretty common lies that you hear from people who are in the military or fans of the military. He pretty effectively rebutted the claim that they protect your freedom. Not true. They don't, because we're losing freedom. So it's quite clear that if that's their job, they're failing at it.
I'm not entirely sure that was an altogether a convincing argument. Go ahead.
If they're claiming they're protecting your freedom, it's certainly true that they're not, right? They're not.
Well,
freedom is on the decline. Isn't that true?
I guess.
Okay. So if that is true, that that's their claim, that that's what they're doing, then they're failing badly at their mission. Lie number two. The military protects and defends the U.S. Constitution. Again, imagine that I have a conversation concerning this assertion with a member of the military or a supporter. They would start by saying, the military protects and defends the U.S. Constitution in obedience to its members' pledge to defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, I disagree. Many areas of the government have damaged, taken, and continue to threaten my liberties guaranteed under the U.S. Constitution. And you have previously agreed to this claim, but the military makes no effort to protect or rectify these abuses. It cannot do so because it lacks the legal authority to interfere in the activities of other areas of the government. Yet the military claims that it does protect the U.S. Constitution and therefore protects the individuals safeguarded by that document. Clearly, as these examples prove, the military does not and cannot. The military is telling a lie. In addition, the military continues to execute acts of war against other states without the declaration of war required for such an action by Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution. By doing so, the military actively participates in an illegal, unconstitutional action. How can the military be defending the Constitution at the same time it's actively violating it? The military may be excused for not having the authority to question or refuse participation in such illegal actions, but it is, in effect, impotent. By not having this authority to refuse participation, it's clearly unable to take steps that would stop such an action. The military claims to defend the Constitution without offering any qualifiers or exceptions. Therefore, this unequivocal, categorical claim is a lie. And to top it off, members of the U.S. military swear an oath to defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. They obviously violate this oath for the reasons stated above. Strict constitutionalists may consider this offense treasonous. And more importantly, this fact exposes one of the weaknesses of such a document. Members of the U.S. military swear an oath to defend a rule of law, the U.S. Constitution, even though they don't have the constitutional authority in many cases to defend it. How bizarre is that? His conclusion is that the military does not and cannot protect my freedom. It is, in fact, a threat to my freedom by protecting or ignoring those domestic enemies from which they claim to protect me. It's a threat to my freedom by claiming it protects me when it does not even have the authority to defend me from the most immediate of threats, those of the domestic variety originating from numerous areas of the federal government. The military is a threat to my freedom by protecting and defending that very entity that is the greatest danger to my safety and freedom, the United States federal government and the regime that controls it. There is no foreign threat that can equal it, particularly since so many perceived foreign threats wind up being manufactured. Personally, I have more faith in the protection offered by two large oceans than a $1 trillion a year defense agency that can't protect its own building.
Yeah, he puts forward a very strong argument in that last sentence, is that the United States is blessed with a really great geographical position. We've got oceans that protect us on either side, and the closest enemy that we could really claim would be like Cuba. Or Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
Canada's not going to attack us. Mexico's not going to attack us. Not militarily. One might claim that people coming across the border are infiltrating. They're messing with our culture. But, you can't claim that they're attacking us.
To some, my analysis may be viewed as nitpicking, but I refuse to apologize for demanding accountability from an organization that fraudulently claims to provide a service while pointing a gun to my head, forcing me to finance it. Why don't the military and its supporters revise their claim to, the military tries to protect your freedom? Such a statement might actually be grounded in honesty, though no more convincing than the original claim. Or how about, the military protects your freedom when it's legally allowed to do so? Somehow, that statement just doesn't have the soundbite simplicity necessary to excite supporters, reassure the masses, and continue the deception. Knowing that the military and its supporters can be proud of failure despite any valid excuses, they should have no problem taking pride in the fact that they tried. However, if they have tried and still failed, how does that benefit me? And please, cease and desist the strident demands that I be grateful. 800-259-9231. You take control. Let's go to Buzz in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello,
yes,
Buzz.
Sir. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir. Hello, Buzz.
I want to pass on some information that was given to me.
All right.
And I cannot confirm this, but a friend of mine advised me that he was told by someone high up in one of the financial institutions, I don't know whether it was Wachovia or one of them, but very, very high up, this man wanted to remain anonymous, and he told my friend that shipments of the Amero have already been made to all the banks. Now, I can't confirm that, but if that is true, it would mean that the timetable for a financial collapse could have been moved up a little bit.
Interesting speculation.
Well, do you think that they would be orchestrating the financial collapse for the institution of the Amero? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes, I'm suggesting that perhaps that currency might replace our current currency.
I think it would be hard to argue with that.
I think that that's absolutely going to be the case.
If they try to institute the Amero, I guess that a financial collapse would be the time to do it. Certainly, they have all the power to institute a financial collapse. I mean, there's the people that stand to gain from the institution of the Amero are the same people that currently run the Federal Reserve, which is a quasi governmental agency. It's really a group of bankers, and those are the people that would stand to gain. I don't see why they would be, you know, interested in doing otherwise.
Let me emphasize that this is not confirmed information.
It's hearsay. Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate you being upfront about that. A lot of people will call and just make wild claims, and I'm glad that you made that clear because, you know, if this is true, certainly somebody inside one of those banks will get their hands on one of these things, scan it or something like that, put it on the Internet. So it certainly will start showing up somewhere if this is true. And when did you get this info? Was it yesterday or something?
Well, my friend advised me about 2 days ago of that information.
Okay. Thank you, Buzz, for the heads up tonight, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. The basic idea there being that the dollar having trouble losing value. Didn't you tell me today that the peso is now at an all-time high against the dollar?
The peso is at an all-time high against the dollar. It's insultingly funny.
Yeah.
I'm sort of married to this idea of the U.S. dollar, more so than other currencies. And, the peso? The peso? I'm not saying anything bad about Mexico, but, it's just, it's not.
It's never happened before,
yeah, it's
right?
So not where my world.
So, basically the idea is that once the dollar starts to really tank, they'll pull out this Amero out of their sleeve, and if what Buzz says is true, they've got it ready to roll, and they'll say, hey, America, look at this brand new currency. It's pretty. It's got colors, and we'll give you one of them for every $10 you give us. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us. And if you like Free Talk Live and want to help support the show, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. So you get your shopping done and get all the stuff that you need. They even got groceries at Amazon. I mean, really, almost anything you could be looking for, they sell it. Even used items, whatever it is that you buy, if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. And I think I cited on the air the other day that we pulled in $24,000 worth of sales in July. It was wrong. It was only $14,000. Still, that's a lot of money that you guys are spending over there. And I would like to say I really appreciate everybody that shops at amazon.freetalklive.com. In fact, in the first 6 months of the year, Free Talk Live listeners spent almost $90,000 at Amazon.
Well, it's things that they need, Amazon is not that much when you look at it. I wouldn't recommend spending more on something, if you can spend the same or less, well, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, and Amazon has some really great prices, so head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com as we go to your calls. Chase in Washington, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chase.
Hey, I've been pondering for a while whether or not Ron Paul is a closeted anarcho-capitalist.
Okay. Why would you suggest that?
Well, he knew Murray Rothbard personally, as I'm aware.
Okay.
And he has a picture of him on his wall, a picture of Murray Rothbard on his wall in Congress.
And Murray Rothbard, for those who don't know, is pretty much an anarcho-capitalist, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a free marketeer or whatever you want to call it. And he talks about taxation, you know, as if it's government stealing. I don't know. I've just been pondering this fact because the position he was in of, if he knew Murray Rothbard personally.
I wonder if anyone has ever asked Ron Paul that.
I talk about taxation in that sense, and I am not an anarcho-capitalist. So it's possible that somebody could use that terminology and still not be.
Well, I think certain people, who don't want to be seen as too radical will water down their viewpoint. And I think Ron Paul is one of those people.
Are you suggesting I'm doing that?
I don't. I'm not. No, maybe. With Ron Paul, if you look at what he said this past presidential campaign compared to what he said in 1988 when he was running for the Libertarian Party presidential candidacy,
he was more radical back then, and he toned down his message this time around because he was trying to, as politicians do, trying to pander to certain people that were interested in smaller government, but maybe not non-existent government.
Yeah, I can't get too bent out of shape over that.
And so I think that you may be right. I don't know if you could ever get Ron Paul to admit to it, because I don't know the guy.
Well, he'd have to believe it himself for in order to admit to it.
Right, and I think that he may. I mean, he may actually, but... Hello?
Thanks for that.
Anyway, I think that you may be on to something, but I don't know if you'll ever get to find out for sure. Any other thoughts, Chase? Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. It's a damn shame that old Ron Paul didn't get the presidential nomination, because John McCain is a scary, scary man.
Well, did you see the, you know, I was saying earlier that I was probably going to write Ron Paul in on the presidential election,
yeah,
just because I didn't like my choices between Barack and Obama.
Right.
But a new player has thrown their hat in the ring. In this case,
Ralph
perhaps
Hader?
a pink scarf.
Cynthia McKinney?
No. Paris Hilton has a presidential ad out. I am voting for Paris Hilton. I feel like, look, how bad could she be?
I'd rather have a drunken hoe in, the president.
I mean, right. I'm for Paris Hilton.
She'd probably be for legalizing drugs.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't have any. I don't even know what her stances, her
plans
are.
She is a prostitute, basically, right?
She's not a prostitute.
Legalized prostitution.
She is. That's a terrible thing to say about our next president. She's just a gal that likes to have fun. What's the big deal with that? So she spends lavishly. There are a lot of people that benefit from her largesse. As far as I'm concerned, she conducts herself like a head of state.
She's probably not, that much dumber than these other guys. I mean, she might even be smarter than these other politicians.
Many people have contended that George Bush has toned down his bulbness,
uh-huh,
his brightness, in order to appeal to the masses. And perhaps this has been the plan all along with Ms. Hilton. And
she's been scheming, huh?
I am on board.
Well, here's an interesting
thing. And the other thing is she doesn't need campaign contributions.
That's a good point.
And she's going to be looking to see how many votes she got, and even if she were to lose. So I'm doing it.
It won't be recorded.
It won't. Write-ins won't be.
There's no way you'll find that. You can't find that information out.
No?
No. You'd have to call.
You would know better than I.
You'd have to call every single state or something like that to try to track that information down. I imagine that'd be a very difficult process. But I want to preface this story for any new listeners of the program.
We need to get her on the ballot.
Any new listeners of the program on, for instance, Stick AM or on our radio stations, this is not a program that supports the Republicans or the Democrats. So just because we're talking about John McCain doesn't mean we support Barack Obama, okay? We don't. But just to make it clear about what this guy is proposing. Senator John McCain spoke to the National Urban League recently. This is according to ThinkProgress.org, a group devoted to empowering African Americans to enter the economic and social mainstream. And when an audience member asked him how he planned to reduce urban crime, McCain praised Mayor Rudy Giuliani's efforts in New York City before invoking the military's tactics in Iraq as the model for crime fighting. Here's what he said. And some of those tactics you mentioned, the war in Iraq, are like that we use in the military. You go into neighborhoods, you clamp down. You provide a secure environment for the people that live there, and you make sure that the known criminals are kept under control. And you provide them with a stable environment, and then they cooperate with law enforcement.
How do you know the criminals?
I don't know.
They're black.
Oh, right, that. So there you go. So McCain is advocating that the solution to...
I'm suggesting that he would say that. I mean, I don't know who's just tuning in for the first time thinking that I might think that.
He's advocating that the solution to crime is what they did in Washington, D.C., which we reported on a few weeks ago, where the cops came in there for an entire week and literally clamped down, put police cars at the entrances to the area, and they stopped every single individual that was coming through. It was a checkpoint for your neighborhood. That's what this guy is saying here. He's saying that military tactics...
Patently unconstitutional stuff.
Right. He's saying that, well, he may not be suggesting the military be the organization. He's suggesting perhaps cops be the ones to do this, but either way.
You don't think that just stops of everyone going into a neighborhood are a violation of...
I'm sure the Supreme Court would uphold it.
I don't really care whether they uphold it or not.
Well, that doesn't matter what we think,
read.
Mark. But it doesn't matter what we think. They all follow what those people in robes say, not what we think.
And so here he is calling for more of what we saw in Washington, D.C. And we suggested at that time that you were going to see more of this happening. We suggested that this was not going to be the first and last. And by the way, it wasn't the first. As he pointed out, Giuliani did stuff like that in New York City back in the early 90s. So total police state crackdowns coming to a neighborhood near you. And don't think that electing Barack Obama is going to save you from this. It's not. These people are all statists. They all believe in the power of the government, that the government should control everything about your life. And if they think that the best way to stop crime is to put police cars everywhere and have a police state in your neighborhood, that's exactly what they'll do.
Right.
Courts will back it up.
I wouldn't have thought that I wouldn't think of Barack Obama doing something like this, but I wouldn't have thought of Bill Clinton doing it either. And then all you have to do is think about Ruby Ridge, Waco.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of situations.
So don't fool yourself into thinking that, oh, the Democrats, they care. They would never do something like that. Please. Just figured I'd share that with you because it's pretty scary. It gives you a look into the mindset of these people. This is what they believe the solution is to crime. They believe the solution to crime is a total police crackdown.
As though you could solve it that way.
The solution to crime, in case you don't know, is freedom. Is the liberty to be able to defend yourself in the way that you think is right. If you want to be able to carry a gun around, you should be able to carry that gun without asking anybody's permission. Earlier today, Mark, you and I were in our neighboring state of Vermont, or the political zone designated as Vermont, and that is a place where there are no gun there's no gun legislation, to my understanding, whatsoever on the books. You can carry a weapon. Maybe they do restrict felons, but I'm not sure on that.
Anyway. I believe that it's a national law that restricts felons.
Okay. Well, anyway, in Vermont, most people can walk around carrying a gun without asking any government bureaucracy's permission to do so. And Vermont has no problem with violent crime. Now, no, it's not because Vermont's a low-population state. We're talking per capita. We're talking per person. Vermont has one of the lowest violent crime rates in the country. And it's because their people are free to defend themselves. But in places like Washington, D.C., where we did see a police state crackdown, they don't have the ability to defend themselves. They don't have the ability to carry firearms outside of the house, and they don't have the ability to really even own them at this point, though they're supposedly beginning the process of issuing permits. It's almost total gun lockdown there in D.C., and as a result, the criminals run wild, and that allows the government to say, well, we just need more government to solve this problem. Hour 3's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.